I'm Marshall Miles.
Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets for Sunday, the 20th of June, 2021. The sun's in Gemini, ruled by Mercury until 2332. And the sun's in Cancer, ruled by the moon. And the planets are saying what?
There is a kernel of truth somewhere.
And the planets and kernels, which planets are these?
All right. Jupiter abundance excess is retrograde until the 18th of October. Sun identity moves into Cancer, sensitive, emotional, which makes this the summer solstice, which makes this the longest day and shortest night. And Venus values security, creativity, is supporting Neptune, reality, perception, delusion.
Okay, let's go through it all.
Events and developments during the next couple of weeks are intended to help you solidify your grasp on assorted situations. And the best way to capitalize is by not being so wedded to already established, albeit not terribly efficient setups, that you lack the flexibility, agility, and imagination to recognize you are being blessed, not cursed, and can pick up the ball and run with it. In addition, if you are in the mood for forensics, hark back to the first weeks of April for clues about your current situation. These planets relate to events and developments occurring back then and may gift you with additional insight or information now that will permit you to revisit, figuratively, the scene of the crime and perhaps even revise your strategy or proposal for dealing with these events and developments. And speaking of it's your story and you're sticking to it, go heavy on the diplomacy and appear to understand another's viewpoint or objection, even though you might think that it is titanically stupid, and if they would exercise their limited intelligence and use their pea brain for a second, your logic or reasoning would be abundantly clear.
And those will be chiefly affected?
Everybody.
And those who have birthdays today.
Happy birthday, your prospects. Personal, professional partnership look particularly bright, and assorted events this year will bring you face to face with the most attractive of your myriad alternatives. To best capitalize, err on the side of dreaming the impossible dream and reaching for the unreachable star, and then going for it with all of the resources at your disposal, instead of staying on the sidelines wondering what if.
We'll check in tomorrow with the Daily Planets.